Okay, maybe we start. Or we wait a couple of more minutes.
Just wait until Bart gets in, and then I think he can start. I'm just waiting for Bart to join the room.
Yes, Dad.
Okay, then we can just start.
Okay, then we start and hope that Youngham join us a bit later. Okay, so Bart, you're not in Adobe room yet. But that's okay if you join later. So we'll start with the first action point from the last call, where I had to redraft the document according to the set priorities. Also, if you check the document sent, here they are. Now they are on your screens in Adobe Room. So I basically have three of them, three main issues in according to their priorities. First one, as we agreed, citizens are primary contacts. Then as the second one, I put together transparency and archive, since they both complement each other. So I decided to have it as one point. And the last one is mixed use of ballots and email voting. So those are three main issues, and put according to priority. So what do you think? How does it look to you?
Looks good to me, and I see Youngham's joined us on the Adobe.
Oh, yes, right, you're right. That's very good. Youngham already joined us. I put them in the document, so we'll just continue working with the document, improving it. I have several more ideas what's right there, so I hope to send a new version next week. Then we also had Keith, who sent us his thoughts on additional issues regarding a regional division, and here they are, just a short version of those points. If we look at, we had A, B, C, D, E, five, and we have five here. So I think they're very fair, and I completely agree with them. I just think that maybe we could make them, again, shorter, put together different bullet points here. For example, the first one is the current division fair, and then we have the number, for example, the next one, just a moment, forgot which one was that. There were examples, yes, there were examples of so is the current division fair when we have those 40 members in AP region and 4 members in NA region? And then at D, we have proposals to change geographical division. As a result, get 20 members in NA region and less members in AP region. So can we put them together? So not to have two separate, or at least closer to each other, because just to make them more logically follow each other. Because if I say about 40 members in AP region, then we probably should say that there are proposals to change this division. Just to make them more concise,
Yeah, I think you missed one point out of what I raised. So
I made them shorter, but I'm sure
I haven't seen them.
But okay, which one do you think?
It was actually the idea that the NomCom would set it, or part of the NomCom's role in its appointees mm-hmm. to the council would help balance the geographical spread.
Yes.
Which is what the original geographic divisions were supposed to do anyway. So there is a you know, just the point that the non-com can appoint for diversity, including geographic diversity.
Keith?
Yeah, but that's in the presentation.
Oh. Bart?
Yeah, it's, say, Keith, if I do understand, say, but if you look, and that's, the, say, a secondary question, if you look at the current role of the NOMCOM, it has been requested in order to avoid to appoint CCTLD managers or people who are associated with a CCTLD.
Yeah, that's still okay. Yeah, I'm just making the point that there is a NOMCOM and they do appoint people to the council. So things like geographic diversity, which were very, very critical at the start of the CCNSO,
mm-hmm.
are probably not anywhere near so important anymore.
You know, mm-hmm.
Partly because you've got NOMCOM appointees, partly because you've got regional organisations being granted observer status and participating in the council discussions, and partly because we've come to work together better as a planet of CCTLD managers than the inherent mistrust or lack of faith and trust outside of our regions from the old days. So, you know, I'm just merely pointing it's a very different world. And those factors make it a different world. And so just having a reference to the NOMCOM appointees probably wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, advice to include, so for avoidance of doubt, that, say, maybe that rule of whether or not people should be associated with a CCTLD should be taken into consideration as well, because this is all for discussion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Certainly. I mean, if you're going
exactly. Yes. That's a proposal, and I think it's quite a fair one, and that's why we're here. We're here to discuss, and in any case, we will. Those are additional issues, not directly related to the task we must look into, and we will present this to the council anyway. Just.
This whole. I think, and that's the, say that's the good thing. Because it's raised. What you see is once you start untangling all these threats around the elections and how say and looking into the council itself, you end up with some associated issues, and that should be taken into consideration as well. If you start discussing the fundamental principle.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Keith, thanks a lot for the extended description you sent. I think it's very useful. And again, I will put them together in this document on additional issues we identified for further consideration. Is there anything you would... to discuss about these particular points, because we have identified problems with regions, the council representation activity, size of the registry versus votes. Here, for example, I see this your proposal to add just because an individual is elected, they may not represent the region, region's views, and may put the interests of their own CCTLD ahead of all others. Should this be under regions, or we could, maybe that's a separate bullet point or separate issue, which is, I think very well put. It really can be an issue, and but should it be under regions? Maybe it's under representation or...
Yes, probably.
Or another.
Yeah, better described as representation than region, I think.
Yeah, okay, so let's put it there. And I think C is also more like representation, it's described there. Yeah, and oh, the last one is good. Okay, I will send out the next version of the document next week, so you can continue looking into it and discussing. So the next one I added raised during last call by Youngham. I think she's not on the call. Yes, she's in the building.
Well, actually, Katrina, I am on call.
Yeah. Oh, very good, very good. So we were talking about awareness raising last time, and so I saw that two ideas. First, perhaps we should identify those areas where we need some, well, at least some explanatory graph showing how to what to do, how to act. My proposal is to have it in about what is your primary contact, how to change your primary contact, election process, how it works. Three I could think of. Maybe you have some other ideas where we need some explanations and some pictures showing what to do, how to act. And my idea was that maybe we could work with regional organizations which could help us to translate these infograms or whatever we make at least to some languages to help people understand things better. What do you think? If you understand my idea. So first we identify the problems, what people have most problems with, and then we just, as Youngham suggested last time, just start explaining people what to do, how to act. Have very, for example, on the A4 sheets, have steps explaining what to do, how to act. First in English, then we give to regional organizations and translate them.
Katrina, is this something that you would use during a meeting, for instance, to hand out, or
Give anytime. Just for example, if new member joins, you can give them to explain what is what. Old members have problems. You just send them, the PDFs. They can print them out. They can read them. So something that be really easily understood.
I think it's an excellent idea. So
not to have long descriptions, but have it with pictures, with arrows showing if you here go there. If you have this problem, do this. Very short, very concise.
I like it.
Me too.
Any other ideas? What else could we explain? Of course, we can start with these three, and then just if we see it works, we can just continue with explaining PDP and things like that.
There's only one thing, and that's more if using the brain power of this group is I don't know. Say we got the CCNSO members list, and mm-hmm. all members are subscribed in principle. But Gabi, I think it's fair to say that all members do not check this email list regularly.
Yeah,
so,
I'm still, since that about 2 months now, trying to get someone to subscribe correctly to the member's email list. I mean, he's not subscribed because he hasn't requested it in the correct way, and according to our rules, I cannot subscribe him. So maybe the thing, somehow we could add the thing with the email list as well. I don't know.
Yeah, no, but
it's mentioned.
The reason for raising this is, And it's unfortunate. We know, it's more of how to disseminate this type of information. because, say, this is about changing primary contacts, and if we're going to use email again and people don't read their emails, then it will never change. That's the unfortunate thing. So if you could think about ways... we have been, as a secretariat, have been thinking about it, but ways to reach out to people out of band, so out of using email and out of using the CCNSO website, that would be great if you have any suggestions there.
I think we could use both the regional organizations, the regional liaisons, and also fellow CCNSO members,
mm-hmm.
and ask them to contact their fellow colleagues that are members, but you know, to explain it more to them. So that's the three ways I can.
Yeah,
it just crossed my mind. Is say we do send out information, but we know it is not picked up regularly.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way we do it when there are elections. That's the means I'm using. I'm using the email list. I'm using the regional liaisons, regional organizations, colleagues. You know, that's how I'm trying to reach out to them.
Speaking about regional organizations, do they know, for example, if there's a CCTLD and they change their management, for example, so do they know about it, the regional organizations? Maybe if they know, they can, for example,
they normally do.
My
understanding is that they normally do know more than we do, at least.
Mm-hmm.
That's my experience. I'm not sure if it's 100%, but in my experience, they know much better, more than I do.
I think that's right. I think that's right. I mean, I can only talk from being a member of Centre and APTLD. I don't know about the other regions, but certainly both Centre and APTLD, because there are various votes that are conducted within the regional organisation, then they have to keep their records of who the voting people are and so on all the time. And also there's a lot of surveying going on all the time. So their databases are updated. But then you've probably got issues of privacy and so on as to whether the regional organisations can pass that information on to ICANN.
Yeah.
Well, we normally ask it to do like the other way around, that I don't ask for the contact details, I ask them to forward a message or something on our behalf, so it's not that we are asking them for their details.
But Keith, especially in the Asian Pacific region, say we do have, say, members in the Pacific region, and the same is true for, say, if you look at the African countries, who are not member of the regional organizations. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and vice versa. There are some members of the regional organizations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who are not, But anyway, maybe we could...
I'm sorry, in these cases,
we
applied the liaisons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think the issue here, though, is that the CCTLD probably has more regular contact with the regional organisation.
Oh, yes.
So that, though, and because there's no other database for the regional organisation to use in terms of the membership, then they rely on keeping their records up to date, whereas within ICANN, people more anticipate that if they make a change in the IANA database, then that effectively should be updating the CCNSO database.
Yeah, true.
That's
what they expect, but that's not what happens. Yeah.
Different contact details. Different.
Yeah, your reality may differ.
Yeah. Well, it's not just the reality. Our reality. It's also you're talking about different people. We're not talking about sponsoring organisations. We're talking about representatives.
Yes, indeed.
One more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can we ask the regional organizations to announce it on their web page as well?
Announce what?
Yeah.
Oh, can we ask the regional regional groups to announce it on their webpage as well? So
what?
Use as many on their webpage. APTLD has its own webpage. There's an APTLD page.
Well, I'm on mobile phone and I have quite an echo here.
Yangon, what would you like them to announce on the website? Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, what would they publish on their website? What information? Yangon?
Yeah.
Very good. Thanks a lot. Would it be possible to have closer information exchange with regional organizations? Or you think it might be a problem? Okay, is there any way for us to utilize it? I think we could talk to regional organizations, but as we already discussed today, not all members of regional organizations are also members of CCNSO, and I don't know if... I don't think this should be a problem for them to publish some CCTLD-related information from CCNSO, but again, we should talk to them. To talk to regional organizations. Let's do it this way. I will try to discuss this idea with Peter.
Połączenie zostało przerwane. Proszę się rozłączyć i wybrać ponownie numer. Your call has been disconnected. Please hang up and try again. Połączenie zostało przerwane. Proszę się rozłączyć i wybrać ponownie numer. Your call has been disconnected. Please hang up and try again.
Do you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I haven't been disconnected.
No! I think that you never know with an ego.
It's true. Certainly like to spring surprises on you.
Yeah. Do it in Russian or Lithuanian or Latvian, it was. Yeah.
It's a Latvian, is it?
Yeah.
I couldn't pick it.
No, it's somewhere from that region. Knowing where Katrina is from, so it has to be Latvian. Gabby, are you still there? Hello? Could have been Poland as well, Polish. Jan? This is fascinating, Keith. It's just you and me.
How do you think we should make this work then? What decisions can we make in their absence?
Abolish the regions.
Mm. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I'm back. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry for that.
You can hang up again. We've resolved everything, Katrina, in the meantime.
Very good. Okay, so I'm happy to hear that. Everything's solved. The next call is 29 March, same time. To summarize once again, I will continue updating the document, our main document about issues with election process, and at the same time, continue updating our additional paper on additional issues we identified. Then we also start thinking about these awareness raising things. Another thing is that we haven't have any progress regarding this system to make something where our members could log in and check their primary contacts and probably eventually do the voting. I think we should do some more more research on this issue as well, because it's really very important for us. So I think Gabby and I will talk in more details about next steps, so what can be done here. So any other business, any other issues you'd like to discuss now?
Katrina, this is Bart. Maybe what might be useful, I don't know, but in order as a documentation, I don't know if you, because I wasn't on the call, say, 2 weeks ago, say, in leading up to the call, you and I discussed two things. First of all is this overview of all the guidelines, and I will complete that as soon as possible.
Yeah,
but secondly is the, say, the relation between, for example, the board election guidelines, and so the rule that the CCNSO has devised itself, and the ICANN bylaws. Say, so you worked on the on the flow document,
mm-hmm.
And say I did the description, and to share that with this group as well, and see if it's useful to at least present it to the council and take it from there to publish it on the website, because I think it is.
Yes, yeah, I think I agree with you. So you will finish this description.
I'll finish this overview. But if you could share, say, the document I sent you, say how the guidelines are embedded.
Yeah,
in the CCNSO guidelines.
I put it already in the main document of election review.
Yeah.
Together with the flowchart.
Workflow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's already in there. So you can just call from the document and then see what to write there in more details.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So if there's no any other business, I'd like to thank you for joining the call today, and we'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a fruitful remaining part of the day.
Have a nice weekend.
Yeah, okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for joining. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.